The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's 9 degrees and sunny at the Loyola campus at Concordia University. I'm Melanie Tremblay-Turgeon, and here are today's headlines. A shooting at a building downtown is connected to a building fire in Old Montreal. Metro stations on the Blue Line are reopening after last week's closure, and beer prices at the Bell Center are on the rise. Montreal police have arrested three people after shots were fired at a building on Berry Street near Saint-Antoine downtown overnight. Reporter Gaspard Bellemare joins us live from the scene with the latest. Gaspard, we are learning details about the owner of the building.
Hello, so I'm currently at the intersection of Saint-Antoine and Berry, where the shooting happened yesterday. Police closed the street and forbidden people in certain zones where the shooting happened and in front of the building. There are currently two vehicle policies positioned in front of Benamor's law office where the shooting happened. Benamor is also related to recent crime as he owned the building where fire took place downtown last week. Many people are confused at the overwhelming presence of police this morning. A citizen of Ville-Marie gives us her thoughts on the situation.
So it's never a good sign to see that many police cars, so it's really stressful. We don't know what's going on, and we hope we'll know more soon.
So thank you, Gaspard.
Police are investigating after the body of Alexandra Martin Diengo-Lumbai was found yesterday morning. Police say a kayaker found her body in St. Maurice River at around 10:20 a.m. She was reported missing on October 2nd, and the cause of death isn't known yet. Many Montrealers with family in Florida are closely following the path of Hurricane Milton. The storm is set to make landfall around 7 o'clock tonight and is expected to cause significant damage. Jorge Fugawas reports.
Authorities say people living in Tampa should evacuate as Hurricane Milton heads towards Florida. The storm is classified as a Category 4 based on wind speeds. It is expected to cause flooding and major damage as it makes landfall. Frédéric Fabry is a professor of meteorology at McGill University. He says storm surges caused by winds are the main concern.
The wind is pushing the ocean inland because of the strong winds, and that causes the level of the seas to rise by about 3 to 4 meters. That doesn't sound like a lot, but the area that Milton is expected to strike is actually very vulnerable to storm surges, and I'm expecting that most of the coastal damage that we're going to see is going to be associated with a storm surge.
Unlike with Hurricane Debbie that caused significant rainfall last month, Fabri says Montreal will likely not feel any residual effects from Milton.
This one is going to cross Florida and then heads roughly towards Bermuda and into the ocean, so we're not going to see it.
It's unclear whether hurricanes of this magnitude will become more frequent due to climate change, but the threat is still very real. Joji Furukawa, CJCN, Montreal.
Thank you, Joji.
The STM says that the Fabre and d'Iberville metro stations are now open. Mathilde Coles is live outside d'Iberville station right now with an update.
So I'm currently in front of the station, and it opened at 10 a.m. It's been pretty empty since a few people passed through, and a lot of officers inside. A quick reminder, the line between Pantalon and Saint-Michel was closed since Thursday due to damage at the Saint-Michel station. And as a prevention measure, Fabre and d'Iberville was compensate, the STM created a special bus line that ran through the metro route. Now, it only operates from Saint-Michel to the STM says the station's closure are no longer needed to turn the trains around. Here's an STM spokesperson.
We just figured out how to turn the trains at the end of d'Iberville. There is still work that we have to do to make sure that is safe for everyone.
Thank you, Mathilde.
Police in Longueuil say a woman faces charges after a 10-year-old boy was burned. The woman allegedly threw boiling water at him as he walked by her home in Longueuil. She was questioned and released the same day after promising to not contact the child and his family. We're seeing more cases of mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, in Montreal. Epidemiologist Dr. Christopher Labos says the number of cases is lower than in 2022, but higher than last year. Cassidy Jacobs reports.
We're seeing more cases of mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, here in Montreal. Epidemiologist Dr. Christopher Labo says the number of cases is lower than the 2022 outbreak, but higher than 2023's number of cases.
So according to Montreal Public Health, there have been 21 cases of Mpox since mid-August. So for the total year, there's been 25 cases in Montreal.
The virus, which is transmitted through prolonged physical contact between individuals, can show symptoms of fever, sore throat, rash, and fatigue. According to Dr. Labos, all cases of Mpox in Montreal are currently part of the Clade 2 strain, which is the same strain that broke out in 2022. In several parts of Africa, the new deadly strain of Mpox, referred to as Clade 1B, is quickly spreading. Clade 1B is expected to eventually make its way to Montreal. Dr. Labos believes this spread can be prevented by helping out our third world countries first.
So we know that it is causing human death in many countries. We can act on that now. We don't need something to affect us directly to consider it to be important. And I would hope that the international community can mobilize its resources to get vaccine doses to where they are most desperately needed, which is the parts of Africa that are seeing very high levels of Mpox right now.
Cases of Mpox in Montreal can be contained through quarantine and vaccinations that are offered by Santé Québec. Cassidy Jacobs, CJCN News, Montreal.
Thank you, Cassidy.
Quebec restaurant company Saint-Hubert hopes to get people back into restaurants amid the cost of living crisis. It's making some changes to its menu. Soraya Yale Ramanathan has more.
Saint-Hubert has promised to freeze the price on all main menu items, while also reducing the price of its appetizers and beverages. On top of that, it's offering four new meals at just $12 apiece. José Valancourt is the media representative for Saint-Hubert.
I mean, everything costs more. So this is one reason why people are complaining that everything, you know, that they don't have money to go to a restaurant.
Valancourt adds that Saint-Hubert has seen a decrease in customers over the last couple months, likely due to the cost of living crisis. Customers have had to prioritize rent, groceries, and other necessities over comfort foods. Valancourt says that Saint-Hubert hopes these new prices will help them survive in Quebec.
You know, we've been in Quebec since 70 years now, so So we want to make sure we're going to be here for the next 7 years as well.
While Saint-Hubert can't lower your rent, their $12 chicken dinner might make you feel better about it. Soraya Yale Ramanathan, Concordia News, Montreal.
Thank you, Soraya.
It's been 1 year since the October 7th attacks in Israel. Many people gathered in Montreal to reflect on the past year. Félix Antoine Beauchemin reports.
Hundreds of people gathered in front of the Megarotic Gates in memory of the victims of Hamas's attacks last year. More than 1,100 people were killed and around 250 were taken hostages in Gaza. Concordia student Hannah Leah Nathanblatt was at the vigil with an Israeli flag around her shoulders.
October 7th, to me, is the bloodiest day in Jewish history since the Holocaust. It is a time where innocent people went to sleep on October 6th and did not know that their lives would end on October 7th, did not know that their children would be ripped from them and taken into the hostages as hostages in tunnels.
The vigil also called for the release of the 101 hostages still believed to be held in Gaza. An hour later, more than 1,000 people gathered outside Concordia's Hall building in support of Palestinian resistance and to call on the universities to divest from companies supporting Israel's war efforts. Samar Alkdour criticized the Canadian government's policy on the conflict.
It's really sad not to see any change in their policy, but again, I'm doing this for my family, for my people, to get justice for my daughter that passed away, and we can't stop as long as the genocide is still happening.
The protesters then started marching toward the Rotic Gates. They stopped at Miguel's Sylvan Adams Sports Science Institute, where some protesters broke windows and threw paintballs at the building. The police intervened a few minutes later and shot tear gas at the crowd. Over 41,000 people have been killed in Gaza since October 7. The SPVM reported no arrest in relation to the protests. Félix Antoine Beauchemin, CJAN, Montreal.
Thank you, Félix.
The economic crisis is forcing many people to rely on food bank services. A Montreal nonprofit food bank is recovering and redistributing food donations for free to those in need. Andrea Ceres has more.
At the Green Parrots, volunteers of this tiny food bank in Hochelaga help distribute free daily food for Montreal residents. Chai Zaidi, founder of the Green Parrots, welcomes anyone who is in need of their services or is willing to donate food surplus and cooked meals.
My first goal is food waste. And then after I attack food waste, then I want to use that to feed people. That's why I really don't care who comes to get the food, and I don't prioritize any given category of people.
Run entirely by volunteers, the Green Parrots have successfully maintained their services for over 3 years. The food is recovered from different places in and around Montreal, including several other food banks, grocery stores, event organizations, and more. Volunteer numbers and donations at food banks are rising. The Green Parrots are happy to receive support and continue their daily services for those in need. Andrea Cáceres, Concordia News, Montreal.
Thank you, Andrea. Drivers with newer model Honda and Acura vehicles can get free repairs due to a recall. Honda Canada is recalling about 239,000 vehicles, including several Civic, CR-V, and Integra models. The problem is a defective part in a steering compartment that can cause steering problems. Affected owners should get a notice in the mail next month.
A Concordia University professor is using artificial intelligence to predict future rent costs in Montreal. I Got Sold Out reports.
Concordia Finance professor Erkan Yonder hopes his research shows how the housing demand shapes the market and rent increases over the years. He is working with Equiton, a private equity firm. They're using AI to try and learn more about the future cost of rent in Canada. Their research shows that renting a two-bedroom apartment in Montreal 8 years from now will cost you more than $4,300 per month. The research also uses data from Statistics Canada and the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation to get current rental prices in specific areas. Yonder says inconsistency in immigration and housing policies also affects housing demand. He says there are more newcomers than homes available. Erkan Yonder hopes his work will encourage governments to take action on all levels and possibly lead to more housing construction projects. Agathe Soldat, CJCN, Montreal.
Thank you, Agathe.
Montreal's first women's professional soccer team has announced its new name, the Roses FC. The team will be competing in the Northern Super League. Most people, however, aren't sure about the name. Marie Latifpour-Mozart reports.
The administration of the Roses FC says the name is a perfect fit. They say it's bilingual, it's feminine, and it's powerful. But the name isn't loved by every Montrealer. Kermina Israel is a Concordia student who says it could be better.
I feel like the name could have been a little bit less feminine. Like, roses usually has like a connotation associated with women because it's flower. And I feel like since it's like because it's the first team, I feel like it should have been more gender neutral, let's say.
Geneviève Lauzon is another Concordia student who isn't bothered by the name.
There's always something about the name. So whatever it is, there's always going to be like pour et contre. So I think it's a good name. I think it could be worse. It could have been worse.
Team President Annie LaRouche says the Montreal team will represent the name while being feminine but still having thorns. Marie Latifpour-Mozart, CJCN, Montreal.
Thank you, Marie. Researchers in Germany say that Asian elephants are, like humans, either left or right-handed, well, trunked. The study by the Humboldt University of Berlin also finds that an elephant's preference for left or right is determined by its trunk's wrinkles. An elephant with more wrinkles and longer whiskers on its left side prefers grabbing things on the left. Similarly, an elephant with more wrinkles and longer whiskers on its right side prefers grabbing things on the right.
Today is mostly cloudy with a chance of rain this afternoon. There will be a bit of wind and the high is 15. Tonight will follow the same cloudy pattern with a 30% chance of rain and the low is 4. Tomorrow will be more cloudy and more wind and the high is 14 and the low is 6. Today in Montreal, it is 9 degrees. That's your news for 11:30. Thanks for listening. CJCN, I'm Desiree Zagbe.
And I'm Melanie Tremblay-Turgeon.